in passing. I don't know if you've ever heard of a tremendous Talmud Chacham who was nifter very recently, Rav Shlomo Fischer in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you've heard of him. You were in Eretz Yisrael, you've heard his name. I had a schus to hear a shir from him in his house many, many years ago. I still remember the impression it made on me. And then subsequently, I have his svarim, Drashas Beis Yishai, and a lot of what he spoke about then is in his svarim. He had a whole mahalach there, Yoha Navi, and the Bris HaShvatim, and he speaks a lot about it in his svarim. So I remember before the svarim even appeared, he gave this shir at Parshas Pinchas, I think it was in the summer. So I met him then, and I think I've had a shliach bring some of my svarim to him, but I never had the schus to have more interactions with him, but I've always held him in tremendously high regard, and you all know who he was. I figured I would say a little bit over from something I saw, and maybe a nofach mishali as well. So he has a number of drushes on Hanukkah. First of all, I just mentioned this because it's connecting to Parshas Miketz. The question in halacha of sudos on Hanukkah and whether they have a status of a sudas mitzvah. I mentioned it briefly yesterday. So it's a machokas. It's shown him, it's mentioned already in the Machaber and the Ramah. Do sudas on Hanukkah mesibas, have a status of sudas mitzvah? So some shitas are no, because the Ikar Takana was not for Suda, it was for Hodus Lahalel, as we know. They were not Kovea it for Suda, like on Purim, for example. On the other hand, there are those who hold the Ramah brings Yesh Ksas Mitzvah Beribaya Sudos, and he connects it to the Chanukah Samizbeach, that there should have been a completion of the Mishkan, and in a sense, the celebration for the completion of the Mishkan should have been a Chaf Hei Kislev. Right? They began right after Yom Kippur to raise funds and then to build the Mishkan. And then it went, and we know Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the actual inauguration of the Mishkan. But the Midrashim tell us that it was really finished in even quicker pace, Chaf Hei Kislev, and Hashem said, let's wait for Nisan Chodesh of Yitzchak's birth. But Kislev felt shortchanged. Hashem said, there'll be a Chanukah space Chashmonai. So therefore we read, of course, the days of Hanukkah. We read in Kriyas HaTorah about the Chanukah HaMizbeach of the Nisim, because really that also started with Hanukkah. That should have been Hanukkah. And therefore that justifies why it's called this mitzvah in connection to that. There's a remez that is quoted by the Matei Moshe from Parshas Miketz to show that there's a Sudas Mitzvah component on Hanukkah, and that's an interesting remez from the words that Yosef uses when he tells his assistant, the one in charge overseeing his house, to bring the men, quote-unquote, the brothers of Yosef. They did know that they were coming to Yosef. They're coming into the house. This is their second visit with the gift that they brought, with Binyamin as well. And Yosef gives instructions to the person, Haveis Anashim Haboisa, Utvoach Tevach V'Hochein. Interesting three words. Utvoach Tevach, to slaughter meat, V'Hochein, and prepare it, Ki Iti Yoch Anashim Etzaraim. That's strange expressions. Utvoach Tevach V'Hochein. So the Matei Moshe notes that if you take the last letter of Tevach, which is a Ches, and the next four letters of V'Hochein, Vav Hei Chaf No, and lo and behold, you can arrange that to make the word Chanukah. So here you have a remez, mamish, five letters in succession, not in the order of the word, but the words rearranged, the letters rearranged, make Chanukah. I'm talking about a meal. Mela, there's a remez that you can have suda, you should have basar even, comes out, right? You should have a meal on Chanukah. Okay, so there's what to say about that, but something more. In a different shtickle here, there's a fascinating connection that he develops, Rav Fischer, between Chanukah and Sukkot. He writes, Yesh harbei dimuyim bin Chanukah l'chag ha-Sukkos, and he has this whole list. Number one, they're both 8 days. Sukkot is 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres, and you have Chanukah 8 days. Number two, Ho Hallel, is said, all the days of Sukkot and also Chanukah. Even though Chur is a different Machayev, here it's Mishum Nisa, and Chanukah it's a Nason, here it's because of the Moed. Either way, it's full Hallel. In both cases, you go out of the house. There's an elf that's going, leaving the house, to Sukkah, and also the lighting, the Ikar Adin, the Takana was outside. Number four, there's a halacha that above 20 Amos, there's a psul of Lo Shalta Ve'ena. That's one of the reasons given in the Gemara why it's Chach above 20 is Pasul. And the Gemara says, "Bei Chanukah, Kisukah, Kedmavi." It's also Paso Malamei Chaf Amma. Number five, this you probably all know. Beis Shammai's Shita is that you start eight and you go down, right? And why? Kipari Achag. So somebody bringing in Pari Achag on Chanukah that they went down 13, 12, 11. Number six, according to the Sefer Chashmonaim, which is not one of the Chavdal Sefer Tanakh, but it's a Sefer that discusses the time, the story of Chanukah. So it's mentioned there that then they went second Chanukah is a Tashlumin for Sukkot that they weren't able to celebrate because they were busy occupied with the Milchama. So it was like a Tashlumin of Sukkot. Number seven, Melechas HaMishkan began on Sukkot. That's what the Gemara says in Shir HaShirim. That's why we celebrate Sukkot in Tishrei, because that's when they began building the Mishkan. We know that the Moshe came down Yom Kippur with the second Luchos, and then he calls out for donations, and they came for the next couple of days. And then it was on Tesvav Tishrei that they began the work of the Mishkan. So that's what the Gaon said, and it was finished on Chanukah, according to the Medrash we just talked about a minute ago. So you have the connection right there. The Mishkan started being built, constructed on Sukkot, and it was technically finished on Chanukah, again bridging Sukkot and Chanukah. An eighth connection, he says, is the Ramban in Baloscha, when the Chazal say that Aaron felt bad that he was not included in the days of dedication. Every Shevet was represented by its Nasi to bring the same many Karbanos, the whole sequence of Karbanos that were brought, and Levi did not bring, and Aaron felt bad, and he got a consolation prize, Baloscha es Haneros. And the Ramban explains famously in Parshas Baloscha what that really means is not the Hadlaka in the Mishkan, it was the idea that this was a Chanukah for them. But there's going to be a Chanukah for your descendants, Beis Chashmonai, through the Kohanim, and it's going to be on Chanukah. So there was a Tanchumen given to Aaron about Chanukah, and we know that Nani Kavod of Sukkot were Bischos Aaron HaKohen. So here Aaron's connection to Sukkot and to Chanukah. And it's very, very prolific in all the different connections. Then he has another connection in terms of the Inyan of Hidur Mitzvah. We know in Sukkot, the Dalaminim, is a lot to said about a Hidur Mitzvah, and it has to be Zekeri Van Veyu, in the way that you do the Lulav, to have the Eged, and in terms of the Esrog being Hadar, and even the other Minim having Hadar, and we know everything about Chanukah is Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, and then he goes, Kedarko, and a whole Mahalach, which maybe you can look at on your own, I don't want to go all afield, a whole Mahalach about Yefes, and Yefes has descendants called Gog Magog. And Gog Magog is the ultimate battle of Tov and Ra. And Gog Magog is the showdown that will bring to the ultimate Geula. And Sukkot is, of course, that, because we read the Haftorah and Sukkot of Gog Magog. And Chanukah is also, in some way, paving the way for the ultimate Geula. And therefore, there's that connection as well. It goes with that. I was thinking maybe another Nakuda, building off of this, in connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. We know Sukkot is defined as Man Simchasenu. Right? That's the ultimate. The Samachta says three times in connection to Sukkot. Samachta b'chagecha. What about Chanukah? So the Rambam famously describes Chanukah, the institution of Chanukah was that they would kobea yimei simcha v'halel. That's how the Rambam defines it. The Gemara says, the Lashon, kavum v'halel v'hoda. The Rambam says, yimei simcha v'halel. What does the Rambam mean by Yimei Simcha? So there's already going back to what we said in the beginning, that there's a whole shayla where there's a mitzvah to have Suda on Chanukah. So the Marshal was Medaik from the Rosh of the Rambam that there's a mitzvah to have Suda on Chanukah. That's why it says Yimei Simcha. So Yimei Simcha includes Suda. Others are saying, no, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that. It can mean the Isser Hesbeid Betainis. So that's called Yimei Simcha. But the Rambam is using the label Yimei Simcha. There's a very interesting Marsha in Tainus. This is coming up in the daf, I guess. What's today's daf? Anyone know? Whatever. It's just coming up in a few days. It's daf Chav Ches in Tainus, maybe a week or so from now. So the Gemara has the following braisa. There were people who were trying to moser nefesh for certain mitzvahs, and there was a gzeira not to fulfill those mitzvahs, specifically Bikurim and bringing Eitzim L'Marach. So the Brisa says there were people called Bnei Gon Ve'eli, Bnei Kotzei Kitzios. And they got this name because of how they were able to get around the enemy's strategies that were preventing them from doing these mitzvahs. So, Pamachas, Gazra HaMauchus Gzeira Al Yisrael, this is Rav Chav Ches and Tainis. It was a Gzeira, Shelo Yaviu Eitzim LaMaracha. People, different families would donate, this toward the end of Masechta Tainis, they would donate wood for the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gzeira was, they should not bring Eitzim. And another Gzeira, Shelo Yaviu Bikurim LiRushalayim. Not to bring Bikurim. So not only did they make this gezeira, they wanted to enforce it. So Behoshibu prosdraos aladrachim, they set up patrols on the roads leading to Yerushalayim. Kederach shehoshav Yerav ben Nevat, shelo yalu Yisrael leregel. Just like Yerav ben Nevat didn't want Kar Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim, he set up the egel in two places, north and south, down in Beersheba, and he didn't let people go to Yerushalayim. So it was over here. Ma asu sherin shebosador. So then they found a way around it. Hevil salibikurim, they brought the baskets and they covered up with like these tools, and they called go to Eli. Eli is a type of a tool, and they took it and they came to the checkpoint. Where are you going? They said, we're just going to cut these fig cakes up, and they let him go. And then once they did that, they decorated again, they brought to Yerushalayim, and then a similar thing for the families to bring the Eitzim LeMaracha. They found a way around the patrols. Okay, that's the Gemara. Doesn't tell us whose gzera it was and why they made these gzeras specifically about these two things. So the Mashah suggests that these gzeros were not Rome, but they were Greece. And it was done before they had a total foothold in Yerushalayim, where they could make the full throtted decrees against Shmiras HaMitzvahs as they did subsequently. But this was at an earlier stage. And the point of why these particular two things were targeted was because both of these things are associated, let me read you from the Mashah, with Simcha. Yesh laseis tam, shegazvu abeis dvarim elu, lefich shnei dvarim elu hayim mevien besimcha. The bekarban eitzim kol echad asa biyomo yom simcha biyantif. Whenever anyone brought their eitzim l'maracha, it became a yantif for them. It was a big deal. It was a celebration. The chen bikurim, as we know, hayim mevien besimcha, k'mo sheshanino b'pesach peyves bikurim. There was a chalil, there was a whole procession with tremendous simcha that would happen. Therefore, gazra az malchus Yavan, levatel mehem hasimcha. So what Yavan wanted to do is undermine the simcha of these two mitzvahs. V'hayezeh b'bayis sheni, sheyadam hayatakifa aleinu. Joined by Sheni, that they had power, leverage over us. And even though at this point they didn't have the full control, they couldn't totally, what they did later was they wanted to vatel, you know, the whole avodas ha-karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they machalo the Beis HaMikdash. That didn't happen yet, but mechutz l'Yerushalayim, at least they had the opportunity to stop the people from coming with Bikurim and the Eitzim so they could drain the Simcha experience away from the mitzvahs. Which means that the agenda of Lashkicham Torasecha had started with to take away simcha from the mitzvah. And now we're thinking. We all know the famous midrashim that connect the gzeres of the Yavanim to three things. Shabbos, Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. We have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh coming up. We always have Rosh Chodesh to get connected with Chanukah. It's 8 days. You always have a Shabbos. These three things. Each of these three things also has connections to Simcha. Shabbos, Yismuchu B'malchuscha, whether it's not the formal Simcha of Yantar, but it's a Yom Simcha. The Chetz of Shabbos is, many of the Zmiras talk about Simcha and Shabbos. Nucha B'Simcha, Arla Yehudim, Oneg V'gam Simcha B'Em L'Mashcha. Shabbos is Yismuchu B'malchuscha. Yom Simchaschem, Elu HaShabbosos. Rosh Chodesh, we know that you don't bench Rosh Chodesh when, you don't see Avarachamim when you bench Rosh Chodesh. There was always a ceremony in the Beis Havad where they would be kaveh the chodesh. They would drink a chayim. The Indian of chidush is always simcha. Hinei is simcha. Chodesh is simcha. And of course, Mila, the Gemara says, sasanochem esachik moshi shal rav. Any mitzvah that carries over mekabel besimcha, they still do besimcha. That's also an element of simcha. I was also thinking the Rashi Tevos of these three inyanim. is the shorish of the word simcha. You have shin is Shabbos, mem is mila, and ches is chodesh. So you have these three things are merames, the meaning of simcha. So what they were trying to do is take away the experience of simcha shel mitzvah. The tikkun of Chanukah, the tikkun of what we try to do with the hidur, and everything we do is to be able to inject simcha in our mitzvahs. We always talk about how it's a chidush to do everything with a sense of eslavus, with a sense of hidur. I would just add to that the inyan of simcha. And because without simcha, then everything feels dry, monotonous. If we don't inject our avodas Hashem with simcha, then it doesn't sustain itself. And therefore, once again, besides all the other connections that we have between Sukkot and Chanukah, I would just add this nekuda, that Sukkot being Zman Simcha Seinu, and Chanukah being the extension of that, that if we want to make our mitzvahs matter and do our mitzvahs with a sense of chidush and with a sense of hidur, then we have to bring the element of simcha into our avodas Hashem, so that if there's simcha, then of course we're on a good track, a good trajectory to keep it going for the entire year, Mirat Hashem. So same shmuzin that you can bring on Sukkot, Zman Simcha Seinu, we can just extend it as well as the Chanukah as well. We should be zocha, all of us, to inject our avodas Hashem with simcha, Mirat Hashem, a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.